This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Well, welcome back to the Senior Solutions section of our show, and brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. And by the way, again, if you've missed an episode, you can listen on Spotify. Just search Eric Stewart Shows or Google Eric Stewart Group Radio, and you'll find us and listen there if you'd like to. Louise Stewart, good to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here. And I was thinking to myself, driving over here today, how we've done this before, but every time seems like the first time, so it's very exciting.
Louise, you're always a stitch. I think the last time, or the first time we did something was almost 10 years ago.
Yes.
And it was when we had the show, when I had a show with Andrew Morgan from Asbury at that time. In fact, it was more than that. I want to say it was probably 2009, 2008.
I believe
11 years ago.
Yeah.
And we had our old shtick where we had these characters that we had created, where I was the Stufmeister and you were Kitty Clutter. And it was like this bad shtick, bad radio. We never actually aired it, but it was funny to do it about these characters that keep us from actually being able to move forward in life.
Right.
So
it was fun rehearsal.
It was. But that mean and evil Ken Hunter on the engineering board told us that we would actually look foolish if we actually aired it. So we never did.
Good laugh.
And actually, it's a natural laugh. Louise, you've been with Asbury for like 17 years.
Yes.
Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know, Asbury Methodist Village is a wonderful continuing care retirement community called CCRC, also known as a life plan community. That's a new term to describe the same thing. That is on 130 acres in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's been around for almost 100 years.
Yeah, about 94.
Mm-hmm. 94. Wow. So 94 years, and they have just an incredible array of benefits in living at Asbury. And so, Louise, partly just because you're such a great personality and also because of how much you know, I wanted to have you in to talk about what life is like. I want you to just imagine that that I'm thinking about moving there. And let me just throw out a couple of ideas, okay, of things that I like.
Okay.
I like gardening.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
I like jazz.
Yes.
I like decent food. Mm-hmm. And I like social activity. So, and I'm not sure if I should move to Asbury. Why should I?
You can rent a garden plot for $15 a year. And it's pretty good size. And we have beautiful gardens. And you like jazz? We have a lecture series, and we're just happening to have a lecture series on jazz.
No kidding. Okay.
Coming up. What else did you say? You're a social person.
I like social interaction, yeah.
Right. We have about 120 clubs on the campus, so you can never really be bored. And we have trips. In fact, we're planning a trip in December to Longwood Gardens.
Oh, that's
up in New Jersey.
Beautiful.
Yes. It's a very friendly place, too. You know, everyone says hello, and then you go to the giant and you say hello, and they look at you like you have two heads or something like that. But it's the friendliest place I've ever worked, both the employees and the residents. And they're very welcoming. When we have our open houses, we have the residents, their resident ambassadors, and they'll greet people and talk to them about Asbury. And they're really good for the marketing team.
Right. So let's go a little further in this pretend scenario. So I don't think I would qualify to live there based upon my age yet.
Right.
But if I, 62?
60E.
Okay, so at 60 years of age, you could move to Asbury. If you wanted to move as a single person to Asbury and take a one-bedroom apartment.
Yes.
You pay a fee to get in, right?
An
entrance fee to get in.
Right.
And then you pay a monthly fee to live there.
Yes.
And so you don't own the apartment, but you get the lifestyle of living at Asbury.
Correct.
Which is ultimately what you just described, which is food, social interaction, trips, all these different benefits of living there.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to move to Asbury, one bedroom apartment, where do they start in price? Do you have any idea?
The one bedrooms probably start between $120,000 and $160,000, depending on the square footage. And the monthly fees range from about $2,000 a month up to $4,000 a month, depending on the square footage again and which building you're in. The monthly fee is like your condo fee. It covers your utilities, maintenance, one meal a day, your life alert, which they call the Sarah button, cable TV, mm-hmm. and transportation around the campus.
And then the social interaction, like if you're going to do a Longwood trip, you might pay a little something extra for that.
Yes, that's okay. correct.
And how many people live at Asbury?
Right now, between independent living, assisted living, and the nursing home, mm-hmm. about 1,300 people.
That's a lot of people. That mm-hmm. makes Asbury one of the largest communities, probably in the country.
We're I think, number 11 as far as continuing care retirement communities are.
Well, that's impressive. Yeah. So the diversity of folks that live there and the diversity of opportunities, in other words, I think you said 120 clubs?
120 clubs.
Okay.
Anything from bird watching and Bible study all the way to woodworking and womanizing. No, I don't. That's not a club.
We're not going to cut that.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, that's going to stay on there. Yeah, that was really too good.
I'm a minister's daughter, so that's
they're the
worst.
Where do I sign?
So, yeah, I'll be at Asbury on December the 3rd.
We can't wait. That's awesome.
Well, I'm excited, too. It was really a treat to work with Simi and do an interview with Simi, who is the director of marketing for all the communities, when I was out about a week ago.
Right.
I'll be teaching on how to sell your home for top dollar in 2020 in the next few weeks. And
great.
Asbury has room still for the event, although they have definitely pushed this out and space is limited. So if you're listening today and you think, you know, I've been wanting to hear that lecture, I know Eric's talked about it, he's done it before, I have not been to it yet, this is a great chance to come out and see a phenomenal community. I mean, what we just described, very unusual. Most communities are vertical. They're going to be in a one location. It's going to be like a hotel setup, whereas Asbury is on a set of grounds. It's like a country club with all of the land that it has and the space, and frankly, all of the types of housing that they offer, whether it's an apartment, as we just talked about, a one-bedroom apartment, or whether you want a three-bedroom house, they have the opportunities for what it is that you're really looking for, and it's worth a visit. So December the 3rd, that'll be at Asbury. And if they wanted to call, if somebody's listening, what number?
The number would be 301-216-4100.
Okay, again, that phone number is 301-216-4100. If you'd like to register now by calling, it's early in the morning. There may not be somebody at the desk. So write that number down and give them a call sometime this afternoon or sometime tomorrow. Again, that phone number is 301-216-4100. It's also found online at asbury.org,
right,
which is the website. You can get more information on it there. And of course, folks, if you are having any trouble in reaching them and want to register through us, you can do the same. Call me today on my toll-free number at 800-900-9104, and we will then register for you and help you out in that process. That's Eric at ericstewartgroup.com. Shoot us an email. That's kind of a wrap here. Unfortunately, we've got to cut our interview now.
Because
I know,
this
it was quick,
fast.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I know.
Really
it was like having an old friend here. Thank you. And Asbury's theme is?
Anticipate more.
Come out to Asbury December 3rd. Hear me talk and find out more about Asbury at the same time.
Come see me and shake my hand. I'd love to meet any of you.
That's Louise Stewart. All right. Well, it's time for Helen Flynn. Good morning, Helen. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric. You know, I was reflecting this week. As you know, Thanksgiving is around the corner. And I was thinking that as I get older, fewer and fewer things are important to me. I look at the people in California with the wildfires that went on, and it really made me think, because I know how hard it is to let go of things in a chosen move, let alone all at once in a tragedy. I guess it all goes back to living in the moment, grateful for what is in that moment. And I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, Helen, that was great. As always, thanks for your insight. Love to hear what you have to say. Well, that's a wrap for the Eric Stewart Show this Sunday. Hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.